The holidays are a special time of year when most people are hosting friends and family in their house, but not everybody knows how to get everything ready to go before they're hosting people in their home. Here's a quick list on things to do to prepare for people coming to your house. Three weeks out. When you got a few weeks before people are coming over, this is a good time to take care of some of the bigger items to make sure that they are not gonna have any problems. Two of those items are your HVAC system and your oven, because let's face it, those are two of the biggest things you wanna work when it's cold outside and you have people over. Make sure you have your HVAC service so that your furnace is operating properly, so when people come over, it doesn't overtax the system and accidentally go out. Also, your oven. Run a self-clean cycle in this time period. If it's gonna go out, it's most likely gonna happen at this time, so make sure you knock that possibility out before you're trying to cook for a bunch of people who are already there. 2 weeks out. All right, 2 weeks out. Not time to panic yet, but now's a good time to start working on some of the bigger decluttering items. If you got a lot of stuff laying around your house that you typically use quite frequently, it's okay to leave some of that stuff out. If you don't use it all the time, it's a good time to take it down and put it away. Also, your fridge is gonna be the focal point for a lot of people coming over. I don't know about you, but every time I host anybody at my house, we hang out in the kitchen and they're in and out of the fridge all the time. Make sure you get it cleaned out and organized before people come over. 1 week out. All right, here's the news. You got 1 week out. Still time to get some stuff done, but you need to start focusing on the areas where you're gonna be hosting the most people. Where are those areas? First off, the entryway to your house. How often do you actually clean up the floors and the baseboards in that area? Probably not as often as you should if you're anything like me. Now's a great time to get out and give it a deep clean because everybody who's coming over is coming through your front door. Second, if you're hosting people over for a meal, you probably need to take a look at your dining room table and the chairs. Things that don't often get cleaned as closely as they should, and let's face it, now's a great time to use that as an excuse to make sure it is spotless. 2 days left. All right, this is really getting down to crunch time. You've only got 2 days before guests start arriving. Here's a couple things that you need to take into consideration to make sure they are ready to go so you don't have to frantically try to get it done right as they start to arrive. Trash cans and bathrooms. These are things that you should typically make sure you're getting taken care of all the time anyways, but you really wanna make sure you're eliminating any potential odors from garbage cans that haven't been cleaned or sanitized recently, or any obnoxious or embarrassing stains that you might find in your bathroom. 24 hours. You're down to your last day. It's time to put on the finishing touches. First things first. Make sure you've got your kitchen completely spotless. It's not good enough just to have it decluttered at this point in time. You want to make sure it looks absolutely fantastic. This is the place where most people are going to spend the most of their time when they're coming to hang out. Second, your floors need to be looking as good as possible. How about run that vacuum one more time over your carpet? Maybe get out the steam mop if you've got any hard surface flooring that you need to get taken care of. Now's the last moment you have to make sure that everything makes the best impression possible. And third, and in my opinion the most important, this is a good time to get out your essential oils or maybe a light a scented candle because you want your home smelling amazing. You live there all the time, so there are certain things you may not smell, especially if you have pets. But the truth is, people who are coming in for the first time in a while, they're gonna smell everything. So do what you can to deodorize your house and make it as appealing as possible. Thanks for checking out the Air and Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/TheAaronAdvantage or on Twitter @AaronAdvantage.